Good morning. We are learning Chai Adam Klal Zion, which is the halachas of washing one's hands for davening and for brachas, and we're looking at Simon Hay. So Avul Gav the Kaim alone the Tzorach Natilas Yadayim the Chol Tefila. Mekom Akam Bezek Kaim alone the Ein Mevorchen Al Natilas Yadayim Ela B'Shachris the Tefila. So we mentioned in the introduction that there are two reasons given by the Rishonim why we wash our hands in the morning. The Rosh says we wash our hands because washing for davening requires that one washes one's hands. That, so like we said before, that even though there's tam yadayim, we're not aware of anything on the hands which is dirty. For davening, one must wash his hands. And according to the Rosh, that's true by shachris, mincha, and maariv. And according to the Rosh, a person makes a bracha of al netilas yadayim for shachris, mincha, and maariv. The only exception would be in the case where you have a shul where they basically daven mincha, even if they have a short dvar Torah in between. But basically, they're not masiach das, so they're planning. They know they're planning to daven maariv afterwards, or shachris and musaf on Yom Kippur, and then, I'm sorry, shachris and musaf on Shabbos, where you there's no real hefsek between shachris and musaf. In a case where on Rosh Hashanah, where people go out. The people which are makel to go out to have kiddush before tkiyas shofar, they really should wash their hands again before musaf, or at least before tkiyas shofar, which will then account for musaf. On Yom Kippur, where we have shachris and musaf together, so some shuls give a break between musaf and then mincha and ne'ilah and maariv. Over there, it's questionable because in Yom Kippur, we are supposed to limit our act of washing our hands. So over there, even though normally we say we should wash our hands for tefillah, if a person assumes that his hands are stam yadayim, if a person went to sleep, a person should wash one's hands. If a person did not go to sleep and assumes his hands have been clean, so on Yom Kippur, we should not do the act of washing one's hands. So according to the Rosh, we make a bracha of al netilas yadayim by shachris, mincha, and maariv. The Gra actually passes like the Rosh. However, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that since that's only according to the Rosh, that's true. The other reason given for washing one's hands and the bracha of al netilas yadayim is the sheet of the Rashba. And the Rashba says that each morning as a person wakes up, he becomes like he's newly created. And he now has to dedicate himself to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which takes place throughout the day, not just in tefillah, but the whole day is a day of service to Hashem. And the way we dedicate ourselves, just like the Kohen, when he would go into the Beis HaMikdash, would do the act of washing his hands and feet from the kiyur, so Chazal are masakin for us to do a similar act of washing our hands as a way of showing our dedication, dedicating ourselves to the service of Hashem for the day. So that's obviously only relevant in the morning. So according to the Rashba, you only make the bracha of al netilas yadayim in the morning. So the Chai Adam is telling us, we have a machlokes between two opinions when you say the bracha of al netilas yadayim. So based on the rule of Safek Brachos Lahakel, we're only going to say the bracha in a place where both opinions are true. We also pointed out that for removing the Ruach Ra, which is a third reason why we wash, which everybody agrees that there's a reason why we wash because of Ruach Ra, that again, that is independent of davening, that is to remove the Ruach Ra. You do not make a bracha on the act of washing one's hands to remove the Ruach Ra. And Tosfos says that Yesod, that the Tila, which is done, not for the purpose of mitzvah, but for the purpose of removing danger, you do not make a bracha on that. Okay, so you only make the bracha in the morning. So since he became a new creation each morning, and he's now dedicated himself for avoda, just like a kohen dedicates himself. Okay, nearly, let's say a person did not say al netilas yadayim before the shacharis. So according to the Rosh, it's too late to say al netilas yadayim because it's not before davening. According to the Rashba, sometime during the day, you're going to dedicate yourself. You didn't say you didn't dedicate yourself yet. So he says in the parentheses, according to the Rosh, it's a halacha in tefillah. Haraya, he says, you do make a bracha by mincha and ma'ariv. So it's not a morning issue, it's a tefillah issue. So it's after tefillah, so you can't say a bracha anymore. So he's saying, but even according to the Rashba, the Kaimelon Kavos say, l'inyan bracha shalom levarach ela b'shachar, we pass on like the Rashba, you only say what the bracha once a day. So he argues that this idea that the Rashi says a person has dedicated himself in his service to Kodesh Baruch Hu by washing, that still is mostly appropriate before Shacharis, not afterwards, because it's not the time of the Avodah anymore. Even though the language of the Rashba sounds like he's referring to the general Avodah of serving Kodesh Baruch Hu throughout the day, not just in the morning, but the Chayyadim understands, but it's all in conjunction with the tefillah of the morning. Then he says, the Chiddush, which the Mishabur does not accept, or does not bring, that a person did not say the bracha of Al Natil Yadayim in the morning, he would wash before Mincha and say the bracha of Al Natil Yadayim. Have a good morning.